In this week's Cut Newsline, four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
A couple to watch clearly are China and India. China being the largest producer, we may see a slight reduction. We're hearing a little bit more out of India that perhaps they're going to move acres out of cotton and into some other crops. Plus, they're not having the rainfall that they normally would have either. So perhaps we'll see a slightly smaller production out of India, which should bode well for U.S. exports for the next marketing year.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We know that economic growth has slowed, not just in the U.S., but it's slowing in other countries as well. That's probably going to make demand fairly stagnant. I don't know that we'll expect to see a lot of growth in demand when you look out over the coming year. On the positive side to that, though, we are seeing polyester prices increase. The fact that crude oil prices are up at the level they are, that is pulling polyester prices up. So there's not really a cheaper alternative fiber either.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We saw a lot of turbulence in the futures markets back at the early part of March. Still a lot of concern about the role that some of the hedge funds and index funds play in futures markets and whether or not it's serving its purpose in terms of providing a vehicle for hedging risk as well as price discovery. We know that CFTC is doing some investigations into futures markets. Whether or not we'll see any changes over the near term, that's still unclear, but I think that's one producers need to watch as well, because that's going to have a direct impact on their ability to price their crop and sell their 2008 cotton.
This is Cut 4, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The one thing that's somewhat hanging over the market right now is the fact that we're coming out of the 2007 marketing year with a record level of stocks in the U.S. and a large level of stocks in the world market, and that's probably going to continue to keep a lid on prices in the short term. But as we look ahead, the fact that we talk about a world crop somewhere around 112 million bales and world demand probably somewhere around 122 to 124 million bales, it's leaving, you know, a 10 to 12 million bale gap that has to be met by drawing down stocks. So I think longer term, there's still some bullishness there in terms of prices, just that we look at where production is at the world and where demand's likely to be. Hopefully that's going to bode well for prices, but unfortunately I'm afraid we're still, you know, several months away from perhaps seeing some of that bullishness materialize.